A pain says to me, change your thinking. A pain says to me, change your thinking. And when I change my thinking, when I change my attitude about myself, I am in charge of who and what I am. Change. A pain says to me, change your thinking. How do I go about changing my thinking? How do I go about changing the realization of who and what I am? How do I go about changing the world about me, changing the circumstances that I'm living in? A pain says to me, change your thinking. So a pain says, I hurt, I hurt, I hurt. And then you immediately say to yourself, I hurt, I hurt, I hurt. And the pain says, I hurt, I hurt, I hurt more. And you say to yourself, I hurt, I hurt, I hurt more. And you keep taking the thoughts and you add them to the pain, and the pain is reverberating through your body, through your mind, through your aspect, and you're saying, I hurt, I hurt, I hurt. And all the time, it just gets worse instead of getting better. So, you're driving your car down the road and you're making a bad drive and you say, stop, park, relax, calm down, put your mind at rest. Now, I am an excellent driver. I am an excellent driver. I'm an excellent driver. I'm an ideal chauffeur. I'm an ideal chauffeur. And then you start driving again and you drive properly. Now, when you have a pain in your body, stop. I don't mean to die. Stop. Stop whatever you're doing. Make yourself at peace. Say, I am peace. I am peace. I am peace. Oh, the pain may be very strong, and it may be talking to you all the time. You're saying, I'm at peace. But you say, I'm at peace. I am peace. I am peace. Breathe deeply. Relax. Let it all out. Breathe deeply. Let it all out 10, 12 times. You're choosing to change your thinking about your pain. You're choosing to change your thinking about the pain that you're experiencing. It's worth the effort you take for it. Truly, it's worth the effort, I tell you, because it works. It's using the principle. It's using the law. It's exercising the truth about yourself. Now, whatever caused the pain, whatever the pain is a reflection of, is immaterial. There's nothing much you can do about it. Perhaps you can pull a pricker out of you. It's a pricker that prickers you. Perhaps it's mental bad thoughts you've had about yourself. Perhaps it's an attitude you had. Perhaps it's an experience that you did. Perhaps it's something, you broke your leg, and that hurts. Oh! Well, you can become peaceful and say, I am peace. I am peace. I am peace. And when you become peaceful, the pain of the leg actually goes away. Because you have taken control of your thinking, of your response to your body's actions. And then you say, all is in divine order. And as you say, all is in divine order, a peace overcomes you, a relaxation overcomes you. You change your thinking about the pain. You change your thinking about the experience that you have. And as you change your thinking about it, you're in charge. Now, many great people who are students of meditation and students of all of this sort of activity have trained themselves when such a thing comes into their life, which does not happen very often, if at all, to be master of their thought immediately. In fact, if we were master of our thought immediately, we would not have to experience the pain. But we are lazy. We are not master of our thought. We are not master of all of our attitudes about whatever is happening in our life. And because we're lazy, we experience the pain. You see, well, that's not very nice, telling people in the hospital or telling people anywhere who are experiencing pain that they caused it by their thought. No, it's not very nice. But it's the truth. And you don't really care if someone else is experiencing pain. You don't really care if the rest of the world has a painful experience. You don't really care if there's pain in the world. If you're not experiencing it, you don't really care. But the moment you experience it, Then you say, what can I do? Should I go to the doctor? Should I go to the hospital? Shall I go here and go there? Shall I do this? Or shall I just become peace and relax and say, all is in divine order. I am peace. I am peace. All is in divine order. I am peace. You see, we change our thinking about the pain. We change our thinking about who and what we are. We change our thinking and we put a cause in motion that is so powerful and so vital and so dynamic and so exciting that the pain goes away. Truly, a pain says to me, change your thinking, change your thinking, change your thinking. We're driving down the road and the road is stressful to us. And we say, stop. Pull over to the side of the road, park for a moment, lock up your car and take a nap, relax. Relax, do so. There's an off-ramp there. Pull off the road, pull off the freeway, take a break, take a pause. And when you do that, all the stress and all the anxiety, I got to be there, I'm in a hurry, I got to get to where I'm going. No, you don't. You got to get there in one piece, that's for sure. And you get there in one piece if you take the time to relax and be at peace with yourself right now. So you pull off the road and the off-ramp and you park there and you relax. And you say, I am peace. I am peace. I am peace. And for a few moments you doze off. It doesn't have to be long, just 5 or 10 minutes, maybe a half hour. It doesn't matter. But you doze off. And then you awaken and you say, ah, I feel good. I feel wonderful. And you take a sip of water from the bottle you always carry with you there, and you relax. And then you sit up, straighten out your seatbelt, straighten out yourself. You say, I am master. I am master of my driving. I am master of my world. I am master. I am peace. And then you drive on the freeway again like you'd never been there before, and everything is in perfect order. No one stresses you on the freeway, and you don't stress yourself. You feel in divine order. You know it. Because the stress says, change your thinking. The stress says, hey, you're thinking too much. You're thinking in the wrong direction. You're worrying yourself over nothing. Now relax, relax. So a pain does that to us. It says, change your stressful thinking. Relax, relax, relax. And so as you change your stressful thinking and relax, then your whole life changes. Your experiences totally change. Everything about you changes. And you are peace, and you are wonderment, and you are joy, and you are harmony, and you are love, and you are good, you are good, you are good. Oh my goodness, you are good. And how wonderful that is. How wonderful that is to be so good and so happy. How wonderful that is to be so right with all the world and know that you are the creator of the world in which you live. And the world in which you live is a good world, a beautiful world, a happy world, a healthy world. There is no pain in your world. There is no frustration, anxiety, confusion in your world because you have chosen to change your thinking and think positive, loving, beautiful thoughts. Think positive, joyful, beautiful thoughts. Think the truth about yourself. All is in divine order. And the pain goes away. Frustration, confusion, anxiety, they all go away. And you are there living in peace, living in harmony, living in joy, living in the magic of the now, because that's who you are. You are indeed the magic of the now, right now. Say that to yourself, know that to yourself, and live that to yourself. And enjoy the fact that I love you. I love you. I love you.